The Medrash points out that Parshas Vayakhel is the only Parsha that begins with a kihila, with a gathering of Klai Yisrael. Vayakhel Moshe, Moshe gathered the people. And the Medrash wonders, why is it Vayakhel Moshe, specifically before we learn about a halacha of Shabbos, of Lo Sevaru Eish B'chol Moshe Voseichem B'yom HaShabbos. So there are two ideas brought down in the Medrash. The Beis Yosef quotes this in Simen Reish Tzadi in Aruch Chaim. First, HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructed Moshe Rabbeinu to make these gatherings, the Kehillah on Shabbos. Why? So that all Doros, all future generations would learn to gather in shuls and Batei Knesios, Batei Midrashos, to learn together to engage in Talmud Torah in public on Shabbos. Number two, the Medrash Tanhuma writes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised that if people gather on Shabbos to learn, they are going to be considered to have coronated HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have been Mamlech, the Melech Malchei Hamlochim. So the idea of Vayakhel Moshe, specifically on Shabbos, highlights the connection between two mitzvos, or in other words, between a specific day and a very important mitzvah. And that is the relationship between Talmud Torah and Shabbos. And the truth is that we find this relationship in many other contexts as well. For example, the Tur in Simen Reish Tzadi, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes this as well. So the Tur writes that, he quotes the Medrash, that the Torah lamented. Think of the Torah as having a personality. The Torah comes before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, once you bring Hashem, once you bring the Jewish people into the land, and they have their jobs, they're busy with their occupations, with their they're busy being professionals throughout the week. So the Torah says, Matahe alai, what's going to be with me? I'm going to be nitan bekaren zavis. I'm going to be placed in a corner, forgotten about, disregarded and ignored. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu comforts the Torah. And Hashem says, Yeshli zug she'ani mezavik lach. I have a partner for you. I have a couple for you. I have a shidduch for you. V'Shabbos Shema. Her name is Shabbos. Because on Shabbos, Shabbos is going to be your day, Hashem says to the Torah. And of course, we know that when did Matan Torah happen, according to the Gemara in Shabbos Peches, it happened on no day other than Shabbos. So, Hadvarim Omrim Darsheni, the words beckon us to explain them. What is this deep connection
Ezra
between...
Ezra Alter Torikon's office. Ezra Alter Torikon's office.
What is this deep connection between Torah and Shabbos? And we can really break this down into two questions. Number one, what is the mechayiv, a specific mechayiv of Talmud Torah on Shabbos? After all, we know Talmud Torah keneged kulam. Talmud Torah is the paramount of all mitzvos. We have a mitzvah to study Torah every day of the week. What is this special mechayiv, this like special requirement to study Torah specifically on Shabbos? And then once we understand that special requirement, so then what exactly is the relationship between Torah and Shabbos? The Ramban, when defining the term Mikra Kodesh, the Ramban explains that Shabbos and Yontif are days where we are supposed to sanctify them via our actions. Mikra Kodesh, they're a holy assembly, not only because they're imbued with intrinsic Kedusha, but also because we relate to them with holy behavior. And the way that we do that is by spending most of the day in the Beis HaKnesses, davening HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the Beis HaMedrash, learning Hashem's Torah. The Ramban throws in there that's why Shabbos and Yontif is a time for the mitzvah of Hakbalas Pnei Rabo, Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Tezayin, Gemara in Sukkah Chavzayin, which says that we have a special requirement to visit a Rebbe on a Mikra Kodesh, according to the Ramban. Because we are supposed to be engaged in holy behavior and surrounded by holy people, and that reflects and also causes the Kedusha of Shabbos. On the one hand, it reflects that Shabbos and Yontif are inherently holy days, and on the other hand, it causes an upgrade of their Kedusha, right? It adds to the character of the day. So according to the Ramban, the special Mechayiv of Talmud Torah on Shabbos, we could explain, is consistent, it's in line with the fact that Shabbos is a holy day, and therefore we do holy things like studying Torah. However, in addition, not in spite, not instead of, but rather in addition to that point of the Ramban, there seems to be much evidence that Talmud Torah is almost a form of oneg Shabbos, of taking delight in Shabbos. What evidence do we have to that conclusion? Well, the Yerushalmi is quoted by the Beis Yosef. There are two opinions in the Yerushalmi, Shabbos, Perek Tesvav, Halacha Gimel. Two opinions whether Shabbos was essentially given for physical delight, achila ushasiya, eating and drinking, being merry with food, or for asek bedivrei Torah, to engage in Torah. Which one was Shabbos given for? And the Medrash actually explains something very intriguing. The Medrash says that the opinion that says that it's for achila ushasiya, there's really no debate. That opinion is saying that for talmidei chachamim, for Torah scholars who engage in Torah study throughout the rest of the week, so then Shabbos is their opportunity to experience physical delight more than they experience during the week. And at the same time, for poalim, for workers, for professionals who don't have as much time on their hands to study Torah during the week, so now Shabbos is their time to take delight in the Torah. And the Ramban, Simen Reish Tzadi, Sif Beis, actually cites this distinction. He says that Shabbos, that Talmud Torah on Shabbos is even more of a requirement for professionals than it is for Talmidei Chachamim who spend the rest of the week studying. Now, how exactly do we explain this Yerushalmi? Shabbos was given either for eating or drinking or for Torah. How is that apples and apples? So the idea may, and also, why would it be that Talmidei Chachamim focus a little bit more on the Achilu Shasiya, while the Balabatim, the professionals, focus more on the Talmud Torah. So the idea may be, and one of my Balabatim suggested this, Reb Dovi Bergman, I like the idea a lot. He suggested that perhaps both of these options are really kiyumim of oneg Shabbos, of taking delight, finding delight in Shabbos. The thing is that in order to be Mekayim Oneg Shabbos in the ideal, one has to do something on Shabbos that he is not accustomed to doing during the week. If one always has a steak during the week, having a steak on Shabbos doesn't distinguish Shabbos from the rest of the week. And part of Oneg Shabbos, as we know, Oneg Shabbos and Kavod Shabbos come as a pair, part of Oneg Shabbos is to distinguish that Shabbos is a very special day, to differentiate the holiness of Shabbos. So you have to have something special to eat on Shabbos. So the Balabatim, who don't have as much time to learn during the week, they have to study Torah more because their experience of Oneg has to be more in the spiritual category because that's what differentiates Shabbos from the rest of the week. But the Talmidei Chachamim, who already spend most of their waking hours in the spiritual Oneg of Talmud Torah, so for them, the pendulum switches. And basically, it swings to the other side, and we say that they should put more of an emphasis, they should accentuate the physical. And that way, the Oneg Shabbos really is, it stands out and differentiates Shabbos from the rest of the week. The truth is that we find much evidence in the Gemara as well, that Talmud Torah and Oneg Shabbos should be complementary. They shouldn't come one at the cost of the other. The Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Yud Tes relates that Rav Sheshes would set up his Talmidim in a sunny area during the summer, very hot area during the summer, and in the winter he would set them up in a shady area where it was very cold. It seems to be counterintuitive. In the summer we want shade, in the winter we want heat. So why did he do the opposite? Because Rav Sheshes was trying to encourage his Talmidim that after they finish learning, they hurry back to their meals. As if to say that the Talmud Torah on Shabbos should not detract from Oneg Shabbos, but rather should complement. And likewise, Rabbi Zeira would find pairs of Talmidei Chachamim and beg them, he would beseech them, not to be Mechal al Shabbos, not to desecrate Shabbos, not by doing Malacha Chas v'Shalom, but by doing what? By learning too much and by refraining from Oneg Shabbos. Again, the Gemara in Shabbos over here in Kuf Yud Tes is telling us that Oneg Shabbos and Talmud Torah are meant to be two sides of the same coin. And one idea, as we said before, is that it depends who you are. If you're somebody who usually spends more time with Talmud Torah, the oneg, the spiritual oneg, so then you should spend more time with physical oneg on Shabbos. If you're somebody who usually spends more time with physical oneg, the Poalim, you should spend more time with spiritual oneg on Shabbos with the Talmud Torah. I think, though, again, complementary, in addition to that idea, I think that we can explain one more idea. And that goes as follows. The Gemara in Beitzah, on Daf Tes Zayin, Amud Aleph, informs us that on Shabbos, a person receives a Neshama Yesera. We know that this is the idea of having Besamim on Motzei Shabbos, that when a person loses his Neshama Yesera, he's in great pain, and he needs the aroma of the Besamim to pacify him as he loses his Neshama Yesera. What is the idea of Neshama Yesera? What does it mean to have a Neshama Yesera? I quote to you from the Shita Mikubetzes in Beita Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph. The Shita says as follows: Uscharo Neshama Yesera, the reward for keeping Shabbos or for having Shabbos is to have a Neshama Yesera. What is that, Perush? V'alzeh chol olav. By having his Neshama Yesera, what takes effect upon the person is Shefa Eloki V'seichel Yoser. It is a divine bounty and a greater intellect, lasok batora ula'ayin b'maseh Hashem, to engage in Torah and to investigate maseh Hashem, to understand the creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A neshama yesera is a human experience of being more fit and more apt to connect to the divine, to connect to divine ideas. And of course, the primary of divine ideas is the Torah, the Devar Hashem, Shmosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the names of Hashem, as the Ramban writes in the Hakdama. When we study the Torah, we learn about Hashem himself. The Neshama Yesera means that on Shabbos, a person enjoys a space, an experience, where he has a better capacity to connect to Maaseh Hashem, to the thoughts, to the ideas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu conveys to us in his Torah. And therefore, it's no surprise that the Mishneh Berurah, Reish Tzadi, this goes all the way back to the Zohar, says that a person on Shabbos shouldn't just learn Torah. He should try to be Mechadesh Chidushim. Engage in novelty in Torah. Learn something new on Shabbos. Why? Because it's not just the mitzvah of Talmud Torah that one is obligated to do on Shabbos. As the Ramban said, of course, one should be engaged in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah because we're trying to sanctify the day. But perhaps the idea of Talmud Torah on Shabbos is a reflection of one's spiritual state on Shabbos. That one is in a place where he's able to better connect more deeply, more profoundly to the Torah. And that should express itself in Chidushim. So now we can understand perfectly the relationship between Oneg Shabbos and the physical and Talmud Torah, and why it is that Chazal were so bent on ensuring that one does not come at the cost of the other. Why? Because Oneg Shabbos is to the guf, to the body, to the physical of the person, what Talmud Torah is to the neshama. The person is made up of the guf and neshama. On Shabbos, he's meant to feel that his guf and neshama are at home. He's meant to feel that they're in the most comfortable of spaces. How does he do that? How does he reflect that experience? By making the guf feel at home. That's with physical oneg Shabbos, achila ushasiya. And by making the neshama feel at home. And that is with Talmud Torah. So Chazal tell us, each person should emphasize what is de-emphasized during the week, because on Shabbos is where we have the perfect calibration between guf and neshama. There is no schism. There is no divorce between the physical and the spiritual elements of the person. They all work together in unison, a perfect calibration of the experience of the holiest day, of the day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us most intimately, where we can feel his presence. So if you need a little bit more on the Achilu Shasiya side, because you don't have that during the week, the Talmidei Chachamim, have a little bit more Achilu Shasiya, so that way the guf feels at home, but don't forget about the Talmud Torah, so that the Neshama feels at home. And if you're the Baal Abbas, the Poel, who emphasizes more the Achilu Shasiya during the week, so you have to lift up, you have to raise the Talmud Torah on Shabbos, so that both aspects, the guf and the Neshama, have exactly what they need to feel at home, to be comfortable on Shabbos, to feel at peace, so that there's a calibration between that guf and neshama. This is why the Drisha writes in Simen Taf Lamed that Yom HaShabbos, the day of Shabbos, is muchan umizuman lilmod bo. It's a day that is set aside to learn. As we saw all the way back in history, we got the Torah on Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Shabbos for the purpose of the Torah. Why? Because that's exactly the point. The time that is most suited for us to be engaged in Torah to service that Neshama Yesera is the day of Shabbos. I'll leave you with this idea. The Sfasemes writes, this is in Kisisa, Yer Tafresh Samech Beis. Sfasemes writes, V'hatorah shalom din b'Shabbos ein ba shikcha. The Torah that we learn on Shabbos, there is no forgetfulness. We don't forget the Torah that we learned on Shabbos. Now, I don't know about you. I try as hard as possible to remember all the Torah that I learned. But I can tell you that I don't remember every single piece of Torah that I learned on Shabbos. So what does the Sfas Emes mean when he says that the Torah that we learn on Shabbos ain't b'shikcha? I believe that what the Sfas Emes is getting at over here is telling us that the Torah that we learn on Shabbos, the Torah that services our Neshama Yesera, that allows us to have that perfect calibration between Guf and Neshama, that creates an effect, a lasting impression on the person and his personality. And that effect is Ein Bashikcha. You might not remember the details, the ins and outs of the sugya, but the engagement with Talmud Torah on Shabbos manifests in a completely transformed person. A person who once a week experiences that his guf and his neshama work in tandem. One is not fighting against the other. Oneg and Talmud Torah work hand in hand, as the Amoraim told us in the Gemara on Shabbos. So hopefully, Parshas Vayakhel, we can use the chizuk of Vayakhel Moshe, having kihilos and kihilos of people coming together to learn, to daven. And we can truly say to the Torah, your perfect partner, her name is Shabbos Shema, and we can't wait to spend the day with Shabbos and her Torah. Good Shabbos, everybody.